for week three. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first, Colorado coach Mike McIntyre, and the Buffs are home taking on New Hampshire on Saturday. We'll take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Sports Radio.
Hi, Chris McIntyre. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Congratulations on the big win on Saturday against your rival, Nebraska.
Thank you very much.
Talk about New Hampshire. What do you see on a team from the CAA? Because the CAA is a very, we covered the CAA here in Baltimore, and they're a very good league. So what do you see getting ready for New Hampshire?
I see a very well coached football team, really balanced, excellent on defense. You know, they've 14 consecutive years of making the 1AA playoffs. No one's done that in 1AA but them. The other thing I know is they've had the most FBS wins of any FCS team since 2004. So it's going to be a really tough game, and they know what it's like to come in and win at a Power 5 school.
And just talk about McMillan, your running back. Just talk about he's a transfer for Virginia Tech. So what does he bring to the team this year?
Trayvon's played really well. The first game he had about 100 yards. Last week he made some key runs, made some great blocks. He's just done an excellent job for us. We're really excited about Trayvon. I look for him to have an excellent rest of the season.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingsing, Athlon Sports.
Coach, obviously LaVisca had a great week one, but coming up big the way that he did in week two, how much better do you think he can possibly be right now when he's producing at the level that he currently is?
LaVisca is number one, just an excellent young man. He great team player, and he's just a phenomenal athlete and he's fearless. You know, he's one of those receivers that doesn't flinch. He plays tight end for us, he plays receiver, he plays running back in the Wildcat. There's a lot he can do, and we expect him to have a lot of big games this year, just like that one. And he's that talented and understands the offense that well, and Chev does a great job of finding ways to get him the ball. So we expect him to keep having some games like that. I don't know if he'll have one like that every week, of course, but I expect to have, you know, at least a handful more like that before the year's over for sure.
And then, obviously, you know, being at Colorado as long as you have now at this point, you understand the history and the magnitude of the Nebraska rivalry. So getting that win, especially on the road at this point in the season, I mean, what does this kind of do for your program moving in the rest of the year?
Well, it was an excellent win for us, you know, but it's not a conference win, so we're really concerned about the Pac-12 conference. But us beating our two biggest rivals in the school's history, CSU and Nebraska, back-to-back in the opening 2 weeks, neither one of them being played at our home stadium, it's a significant accomplishment for this program and for this team. And it definitely is something that, you know, that people are excited about around here. And not many times has Colorado gone to Nebraska and won. And that's a special thing for us, and we are excited about it. But it's just another game now. But it gives our guys some confidence, but we got to play well in our home opener against New Hampshire and then get ready for the Pac-12 conference.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Ron Mahorn, Colorado Wiz Broadcasting.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well. Looking forward to seeing you guys this Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, in the history of the program, in recent years, there have been signature wins and some signature losses to some schools that you know, were expected to walk over. You know, after the big celebration, any fear of a letdown?
No, our guys won't let down. And New Hampshire's a good football team. Like I said, they've been in the 1AA playoffs the most of any school in the country 14 years straight now, and they have the most over Division I opponents, the most wins of any FCS program since 2004. So they know what they're doing. They're really good. They're really well coached. You know, that's the same program that Chip Kelly came out of. That was his mentor, the head coach there. So our guys will be ready to play, and New Hampshire is going to be a really stiff contest for us. There's no doubt.
Coach, just a quick follow-up question about Philip Lindsay. He's got to be the feel-good story of the year in the NFL and around Colorado. It's just to see him doing so well with the Broncos. It's got to be inspirational for you and the squad.
Yeah, it is. But all the guys knew Philip would do it. It's not a surprise. It's not a miracle. It's not a – and it is inspiration, but he was inspirational to us here. So all of us just know that's Philip. Everybody's going, that's great for Philip. We knew he'd do it. If you ask anybody here, they would tell you that. And they're going to fall in love with Philip. That's what I told them when they drafted him. Everybody's like, yeah, right. They're falling in love with him. And he's a special player and a special person. And, you know, he stays healthy. Lord, hope and pray. He'll be the face of the Broncos for a long time. So I'm excited about Philip Lindsay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Mike, hey, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.